TEDx Sydney has announced its first round of speakers and performers, and holy moly, it's going to be a big one this year. An annual conference of ideas, creativity and innovation. This year's event in June includes comedian and activist Magda Szubanski, teacher whiz Eddie Wu, as well as unconventional priest Father Rod Bauer. Joining us on the line to tell you more is TEDx Sydney's head of curation, Vanilla Canterbone. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
We've just announced our, as you said, our first round of speakers and performers, and it's going to be awesome. So I'm very excited about it.
I mean, it's looking like a pretty massive lineup this year. What do you look for when you're curating events like this?
For me, my job is programming the stage. So I'm looking for a really interesting, diverse mix of what the audience in the room, but also those watching the live stream, are going to experience. So it's about getting that great mix. So that's a diversity of ideas. That's paramount because TEDx, of course, is about our talks and it's about our speakers primarily. But it also includes, at TEDx Sydney, we're really passionate about a bunch of other stuff, you know, so that it's a really amazing kind of experience, again, for those who are in the room. So performance is absolutely key. And also film. Like we basically go out there and ask filmmakers around the country to put submissions in to make bespoke films for TEDx Sydney under 3 minutes. So it's a really interesting kind of mix of ideas from film, performance, and of course talk. So for me, it's about getting the best ideas on stage, but also ensuring that the experience for those in the room is hot, so hot right now.
Very nice. For this year, though, was there kind of an overarching theme that kind of developed when you were selecting these people?
Yeah, I mean, the beautiful thing about TEDx events, and TEDx, if anybody's unfamiliar, a TEDx event is an independently organised TED event. So there's Big TED, of course, as I like to call it, like a play school, and that takes place in the States. That's been going for almost 30 years now. And then X events are organised. So you can have a really small X event or you can have a really big one. And TEDx Sydney is one of the oldest and certainly one of the biggest, and there'll be 5,000 people at the convention centre this year. So, yeah, for me, I'm fascinated about trying to find just the right kind of speakers for that experience. But also, of course, the theme is really key because, you've got to feed and water 5,000 people. They need to have an experience, we hope, that is really fulfilling and beautiful. And so our theme this year that we're interested in is humankind. So it's a broad overarching theme that our speakers and our performers are loosely but beautifully connected to. So they'll be thinking about a bunch of different things. So when I think about the term humankind, I think about what it means to be a human. Next bit would be what it means to be a human in this world where we are constantly and more increasingly living with our technology, if that makes sense, whether it's wearables or AI and machine learning, all those sorts of things. But the other thing that interests me is what makes us human is things like our initiatives, our creativity, the diversity of our cultures. And then for me, at the end of that word, humankind, I mean, I love that word because it leads to compassion. So they're the things that are important. So those are the sorts of ideas that we might explore on stage through our speakers in their own way. But also, you know, we have this other sort of experience, which is again, you've got to put people, and this is, I don't mean that in a bad way, but you want to make sure that they're having a great time. So you want to give them lunch and you want to ensure that they're doing great things during the breaks. And, the breaks are like an hour and a half, 2 hours, so between sessions. So they go to this place that's called the Hub. And that theme will be explored in the Hub too, where there'll be really fun activations and, obviously there's talks, there's a Kickstarter competition, so it's a really, really big kind of huge conference across the stage, but also in the Hub as well. So, yeah, our theme is humankind, and I think it's a really sort of powerful and palpable one this year.
Yeah, you have like a huge range of people. I mean, for instance, let's chat about Bronnie McIntosh. Now, they're from Fire and Rescue New South Wales. And then after that, you've got like Indigenous writer Bruce Pascoe. Mm. And then you've got Chloe Curtis, who is in Women's AFL. All from different careers. So how do they kind of all merge together in a way, I guess?
So, again, the idea behind a TEDx Sydney conference or talk fest, really, is that you want to have, I'm interested in ensuring that we have really strong, vivid ideas on that stage where the audience can explore and learn something new. Or alternatively, they may know about an idea already, for sure, but perhaps there's a different angle a different sort of focus that, that our speakers can help them zero in on. So Bronnie McIntosh is an interesting example. She's a fantastic human being. She is a firefighter, basically, as you said, from Fire and Rescue New South Wales. But she's her passion is, and she did a Churchill scholarship. She's basically travelled the world to research how, you know, international fire agencies are being reflective of the communities where they live. So her interest is in trying to ensure that there is diversity across the firefighting community and to sort of have those conversations about that. Whereas Shiloh Curtis is, you know, basically she's one of the people that sort of steered women's AFL into being. She spent a decade creating and working towards the launch of women's AFL. So she's one of those people that has been in the background working away to make that happen. And so I'm fascinated to hear what she has to say about not just about creating women's AFL, but the story that is underlying that. I have to tell you though, Sophie, the beautiful thing about TEDx talks is that you're not supposed to know what the people are talking about until they're on the stage. So it's all it's a secret source. So we have to kind of, everybody keeps it a bit secret. But there is a really extraordinary range of speakers this year who, you know, you may have heard of or you may not have heard of. I mean, we all know Magda Szubanski, absolutely legendary Australian actress and comedian, but also her, I don't know, just her stewardship of what happened last year during the horrendous, you know, postal vote that we all had to endure. She was the person who was right there at the front line, and she was someone who used her platform, her ability, and her incredible intelligence and eloquence to help others find a voice. So Magda is going to be speaking this year. We may know who she is, but you haven't heard of, for example, or you may not have heard of Jahan Kalanta, who is a little guy lawyer. And he's someone that works, that's how he describes himself anyway, I like that. He's got a really awesome mo, like a lover mo, so he's got this fantastic moustache, so that's just by the by. But he's out there working with refugees who are seeking asylum or working with people who you other people may consider to be on the outside who are having a tough time. So that to me is a beautiful thing about these events, is that the speakers that are on stage may not necessarily be, you know, as experienced. They may not be professional keynote speakers, but they work with us, they work with our curators and myself, and we help them as they develop their talk to help them get their message across and then through their rehearsal process. So it's a very collaborative journey for everybody who's involved.
Yeah, you also have like a really great range of artists. For instance, you've got David Capra, who collaborates frequently with his little dog, Tina.
Every time I think about this, I just get a sense of glee, because I don't know when the last time, I don't know if there's been a dog on stage at TEDx Sydney before, but Tina's going to be joining on stage with David
fantastic.
Capra. We actually... I mean, there's more going on there, of course, and I can't wait to see what will happen. But I feel a sense of glee with that one.
We actually spoke to David last week,
right?
But no Tina in that interview, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Oh well, come to TEDx Sydney, you'll see the Dachshunds. It'll be great. And other artists, yeah, you're right. Ian Strange is really you may have heard of his work. He's a beautiful photographer and a filmmaker, and he works with architecture, and he does these incredible kind of installations. And he's been living in Brooklyn for the last few years and comes back to Australia regularly. So he's going to be talking about stuff. Do you like that? Very specific. And a bunch of others as well. So yeah, there's a really interesting range of performers. I can tell you about the Lumophonic Creature Choir, which is this fellow called Mark Bolleton, who again actually was based overseas in New York for quite some time, but is back in Australia. And he's a multimedia artist. He's from this company called Sin Arcade. He's created this creature called the Lumophonic Creature Choir that quite literally is a choir. It's this bizarre, fantastic multimedia invention that sort of stands out with all these heads poking out of it. And he's going to do something really special for us as well. So it's giant and it's extraordinary, and I can't wait.
Excellent. Now, you also have a couple of slam poets. You've got the father of slam poetry in Australia, Miles Merrill, and then you have a little baby slam poet, Solly Raphael.
Well, he's a pretty accomplished young guy, I must admit. Yeah, Solly Raphael, he picked up the Slam Poetry Prize, I think it was last year, so the Youth Prize, from what I understand. So he was 12 years old when he collected that. He is a powerful voice, and uses the medium of poetry and spoken word to express his ideas and his thoughts, and to have someone that, again, really eloquent, so articulate and so young, talking to that audience, I think is really important. And he's going to be writing a poem, especially for TEDx Sydney. So, yeah, again, 13-year-old, the slam poetry king. Miles Merrill on the other side, he is from Chicago originally. He's been living in Australia for ages. I think I actually remember, I used to do a show on 2SDR ages ago. I think I remember interviewing Miles a long, long, long time ago. So he's fantastic. He's an extraordinary poet, but he also runs spoken word workshops. He runs Grand Slam, you know, obviously the Poetry Slam here in Australia. But the thing that's really interesting about him is that he uses his platform to talk about race and to talk about you know, power and social politics and issues that are, you know, really super important. So he's awesome. He's going to be one of our speakers this year rather than a performer. But you never know with Miles; it may have an element of both.
So he'll just drop a poem halfway through, yeah. Like just roll with it.
He should totally just do that. I think he will. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Also, you have the return of Tom Thumb, who did TEDx 5 years ago, and it's now the most watched TEDx performance ever.
If you haven't seen this video, watch it. Yeah. So about 5 years ago, Tom Thumb, he's a beatboxer, basically. He's Australian. And he can do quite amazing things with his mouth. In the last 5 years, he's done many, many things. And he approached us to say, hey, you know, what about this? And so I was like, yeah, how about that, you know? So he's coming back to do a performance 5 years later, kind of as a celebration of, you know, his extraordinary skill. You know, the description of him is that he basically sounds like he swallowed an entire orchestra and several backup singers in his mouth. Like, what this guy can do is amazing. So 5 years ago, if you haven't watched the video, watch it. Only 85 million people of your best friends have watched it too. But it's totally worth watching. It's amazing, and he gets a standing ovation. So Tom's coming back, which I'm very excited about, and it's an encore performance. So because he's got something cool to show us. And I can't tell you anything else because it's cool, but there's something cool. Can I say that three times? It's something cool.
All right. We'll take your word for it. It's cool. So this has only been the first round of announcements of speakers and performers. How much bigger is this year's TEDx going to get?
To be honest, it's most of the speakers and performers. So how it works is that it's a really long day, so you have to settle in into your chair and really enjoy it. We do four sessions, and each session has the number of speakers, films, performances, etc. And so we've announced most of the speakers and performances, but I think there's probably 2 to 3 more performers yet to come. So we like to keep a few secrets up our sleeves, and maybe another 3 speakers at this stage. So there's a few that are sitting there that we're just holding off that I'm also really excited about. So that'll be coming up in the next couple of weeks. Yeah. So basically, it's a packed day. You've got to be prepared to have your mind blown because it's just it's extraordinary. You're sitting in a room. I mean, I come to curating from being someone who sits there and who's been in the audience. You know, I loved watching it. I loved just sitting there. You know, I remember trying to get a seat right up the front row, so you try and get there really early, and just looking up at those speakers and just thinking, I have no idea how they're doing this. They're talking, you know, in front of a massive audience for, you know, 12-plus minutes, no notes, and the quality of the words, and you can hear the effort that has gone into the drafting of their language and to try and express an idea in the most extraordinary way. And so just being in the audience is an amazing experience. And so for me now, I get to curate that and I hear all the talks in advance. But, I mean, last year, for example, I was backstage, you know, as each speaker finished, and just to be able to hear, you know, the speaker goes out there, they're absolutely packing it, you know, they're nervous as a lot of people. But then they come out and the sense of relief is amazing. And, you know, there was one speaker who apparently never hugs anyone, but he came out
really
to finish his talk and he saw me and just he wrapped me up in the biggest bear hug I've ever had.
Oh.
And then someone else said, he doesn't hug. And I was like, oh my God, because it was relief. You know, it was something that was really extraordinary. So, and, you know, hearing the audience clap and obviously having those conversations with people during the breaks, you know, about their experience. It was great. So, yeah, it's an extraordinary day. It's a really powerful thing to be at.
Well, the day is on June 15 this year at the Sydney International Convention Centre in Darling Harbour. But Fenella, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks so much, Sophie.